Here's a shock. There's no other gear change. Here's Ben Elton. Ben, you're just about king of the world, as far as I know.
Ben, well, that's an extraordinarily nice thing to say.
Now, when kind of British showbiz reinvented itself, 10, 12 years ago?
I don't remember the incident, but...
Yeah, come on. And you were there at the front, and now you're so cool, you can take years off. What have you been doing? Have you been lying low, writing, filming? What have you been doing?
It's been a long time since I've been on the telly. Mm. The Man from Auntie was in 1990, but since then... I've been doing a bit of theatre. I had a couple of plays running in London, and they've been rather nice. They've been translated into a number of languages.
Yeah.
There have been some European productions, and I've written a couple of novels, and doing a bit of acting.
Yeah, of course, the Much Ado.
Exactly, the Much Ado.
I passed those posters, and I thought, that looks like Ben Elton there. It is Ben Elton.
In the corner, at the doing the mugging.
Yes. A groove? A good thing?
It was the best job I ever had, man. I mean, it was, like, my job is quite a solitary one, normally. I write, which, you know, you do on your own.
Yeah.
When I'm a stand-up comedian, I'm on my own on stage, and I don't take a support out. So it's basically, you're on your own. And to get offered a job, well, come and join a big company, and you're not responsible, you haven't done the script, somebody else done the script.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought I might have to do a little bit of tapping, rewrite something, but apparently not. They,
yeah, I'm not happy with this line.
They were happy with what they had, so I had to say, Ken, if you're happy, I'm happy, I'll go with it. It was like 5 days, the ultimate treat. Richard was saying how much fun it can be. And that, I don't do many sort of glamorous gigs like that.
Was this your first film?
Very much so, and my only film. And I had more props than lines, but I did get my first screen kiss, and it was from Batman. So what can I tell you? Michael Keaton planted a big slopper on my forehead, before you ask.
Did you rehearse that through before you...
I wouldn't let... Not on the forehead, but I let him, you know, little dapple kisses all over. Yes, during the lunch break, you know. No, we didn't rehearse that. It was a wonderful thing. I was kind of the... Michael Keaton, Batman, played... Well, he wasn't Batman, but that's...
I bet you didn't call him Batman.
I did not. He was... I called him Sir, yeah, as you would.